Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of Elohim. And when Peter had come to Jerusalem, those who were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into men uncircumcised and ate with them." But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order to them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it even came to me. Upon which when I had fastened my eyes, I considered, and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping animals, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Arise, Peter, slay and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Master, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What Elohim has cleansed, do not call common.' And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already standing at the house where I was, sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit bade me to go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brothers accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, who stood and said to him, 'Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Who shall tell you words, by which you and all your house shall be saved?' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Master, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then Elohim gave them the same gift as he did to us, who believed in the Master Yeshua the Messiah, what was I that I could withstand Elohim?" When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Elohim, saying, "Then Elohim has also granted repentance to life to the Gentiles." Now those who were dispersed upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phenice, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but to the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Grecians, preaching the Master Yeshua. And the hand of Yeshua was with them, and a great number believed, and turned to Yeshua. Then the news of these things came to the ears of the assembly which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of Elohim, he was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave to Yeshua. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And many people were added to Yeshua. Then Barnabas departed to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass, that a whole year they assembled themselves with the assembly, and taught many people. And the disciples were first called Messianic in Antioch. And in these days prophets from Jerusalem came to Antioch. And one of them named Agabus stood up, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers who dwelt in Judea. Which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.